You may assume that drones are small remote-controlled aircraft, perhaps with four arms, doing many things, such as shooting video, surveying, and even saving lives. However, not all drones fly. What will likely make waves within the next few years are underwater drones. Basically, underwater drones can be divided into two types: autonomous underwater vehicles, AUVs, and remotely operated vehicles, ROVs. The former is rather like a robot, carrying out their missions without human control, while the latter is controlled by a human operator who is usually on the ship that the ROV is connected to. Underwater drones used to cost tens of thousands of dollars, but recent progress in application of flying drones technology have led to the emergence of new underwater drone models at one-tenth the cost with professional-level features. Underwater drones surely have a promising future like their flying counterparts. In industrial fields, underwater drones are playing increasingly important roles. As natural resources are becoming scarcer and are only found in places more difficult to extract, energy companies are looking to underwater drones for more efficient ways of developing undersea resources. Infrastructure companies are also welcoming underwater drone technologies. Aging infrastructures, such as dams, bridge piers, water supplies, sewage systems, and so on, are a looming problem for most cities around the world. Routine inspections are essential to maintain their services and safety. Underwater drones are expected to work more safely at low costs. On top of that, underwater drones enable exploration of underwater environments that would otherwise not easily be explored. Information underwater drones gather can be applied to seafloor mapping, which is useful in scientific, economic, and strategic fields, as well as salvage and conservation operations. For personal use, smaller and more affordable types of underwater drones are available. They are designed to cruise up to around 50 meters in depth. With equipped cameras, divers can take pictures and movies of the places where they themselves cannot go. Furthermore, underwater drones might completely change the fishing experience. A drone with a sonar system to detect fish and a luring lighting system will turn a poor fisherman into an excellent one. Whatever purposes underwater drones are designed for, there are some technological challenges that remain to be solved. One of them is about the high pressure in the water. Underwater drones for shallow water are comparatively easy to build, but the further drones descend, the stronger pressure-resistant design and materials they need. If drones are to dive into the deep sea, they should withstand the pressure that increases by one atmosphere every 10.6 meters. Another difficult part is data communication. Many communication technologies that we take for granted are not effective in water. Sending data is much more difficult underwater than on land. Only recently has underwater wireless optical communication started to be successful, but it is still limited to a little more than 100 meters. Most drones still rely on sound waves for transmitting wireless signals. Although sound can penetrate water over distances of many kilometers, the best available underwater wireless modems offer as slow as 20 kilobytes per second over ranges of up to several hundred meters. So far, it is said that only 5% of the underwater world has been explored. Affordable underwater drones will open the doors to the mysterious underwater world not only for scientists, but also for amateur marine lovers. This will lead to greater appreciation and awareness of the marine environment. But we should always consider how to prevent our use of underwater drones from harming marine life and the environment.